A team of biologists are on their way to St. Lawrence Island today. They will consult with local walrus hunters in Savoonga and Gamble. Jim McCracken heads the Alaska Program for Marine Mammals Management with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says biologists are eager to collect traditional knowledge from hunters and community leaders.
One thing we've been thinking of is just, you know, basic walrus behavior and how they might adapt to changing habitat conditions, changing climates, and things like that.
Some of that information will help the group as they develop an assessment of the Pacific walrus population as part of a process outlined under the Endangered Species Act. McCracken says biologists need to develop a schedule for required government-to-government consultation because there's a possibility Pacific walrus could be listed as endangered. He says the team will also solicit advice from St. Lawrence Island residents.
We're trying to develop an oil spill response plan in case there was a spill out there, and so some things that they could help us out with are in terms of walrus behavior and trying to, you know, if we might want to try to move animals away from a approaching oil slick or something like that, or about how best to do that, and if it's even feasible.
McCracken says this week's visit is routine.
Well, every year we, about this time of the year, before the spring hunt starts, we go meet with hunters out there and other people in the village, and we sort of just exchange information.
He says biologists will also present new findings from ongoing research. McCracken says any new information they collect during their visit will also be used in future research. The group will be on St. Lawrence Island until Friday.